This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wow, so I've been pretty busy, okay? As you know, I've been kind of doing my show out of Rhode Island. I'm back home. Rhode Island, by the way, was gorgeous. Wow, was it incredible. But I got a beef with some of you guys riding on Southwest Airlines, some of the passengers. Okay, first of all, okay, those aren't carry-ons. I see what you guys are carrying on the plane. Those are big, huge suitcases that somehow you guys are sneaking onto the plane, and you are taking up all the overhead bin space. I mean, the carry-on is supposed to be, what, 16 by 24? And here I am trying to pack all my femininely stuff, and my, I don't know, makeup and whatever, to try to fit a nice carry-on just in case they lose my suitcase. I always double pack. You know you should do that. Like, if you ever have medications, you should double pack. You should have some of your medications in your suitcase, some of your medications on your carry-on, you know, some of them in your bra. I don't know, just in case, you know, you can't take your medicine, you have it. That kind of thing. Same thing I do with chocolate. I have chocolate in my suitcase. I have chocolate on my carry-on. I have chocolate in my purse. And I have chocolate in my bra. So, you know, you just need to kind of, you know, double do or triple do or quadruple do. And I see you guys sit there, okay, trying to get these big, huge suitcases up. I don't know how you do it. And, yeah, look at the stewardess. You don't call them stewardesses anymore. You call them, not stewards. You call them flight attendants. So I'm looking at the flight attendants. And they don't do anything about it. I wouldn't have a problem, okay, because a lot of times I let things slide. I will let things slide. Okay, just like, you know, watching the Dallas game, you know, about a week or two ago, you know, the ref, you know, messed a couple calls. I was like, you know what, let's just let it slide. Although he did, he should have called on, okay, but I won't go there. We'll talk about Dallas in a little bit. Cowboys are doing very good. Good job, Dak Prescott. But anyway, I let things slide. But when you guys are mean to me, when you are actually mean to me doing the, okay, you guys know that sound? Okay, so you get that sound when you're trying to board the plane, and you have a suitcase. Now, my suitcase had all my radio equipment, my portable radio equipment I had to bring to Rhode Island so I could still do my show when I was out of town. Okay, so I need to be very delicate. I can't just leap that sucker overhead. Plus, I think I'm developing some sort of rotator cuff. Who knows? So I'm trying to throw this suitcase over, and I didn't have my husband with me. Usually, I have my big, burly husband with me. I didn't. And my husband told me specifically to not hit on any other men when I was, you know, out of town. I initially went with them to Rhode Island, and then they had to go back to school, so then I was there by myself. So if there was a big, burly, tall, good-looking, firefighter-type build guy, my husband said I had specific instructions to not ask him to help me. Oh, woe is me. I have a suitcase. I can't get up there. Please help me, please. Oh, no, I would do it with the accent. You know, y'all just have the muscles that I need right now. You mind standing up right now for me, please? Oh, you're so burly. Yeah. So Corey said I'm not allowed to do that. So here I was trying to put my own, you know, carry-on suitcase up into the carry-on bin up there. And what am I hearing behind me? Like, my normal size carry-on suitcase, carry-on, is the problem. Yet this lady behind me, she has this big, huge 1960s flowered with daisy, ugly, purple-looking suitcase, and she's tying me. Okay, so I'm like, now, usually I sit next to the kids and stuff, you know, so that I don't have to sit there and, you know, be all scrunched up against a stranger. But I was flying by myself. So here I am, I'm sitting, and I take the window seat, because the window seat gives you just that little bit of extra room. Okay? And, you know, I'm trying to put all my stuff in the middle seat, you know, trying to make myself look ominous to sit next to. I forgot to bring surgical masks. That's what you do. Whenever you're on a plane and you don't want somebody sitting next to you, you wear a surgical mask, right? Okay. I forgot to bring that. And I was like, you know what? It's a full flight, so somebody's going to sit next to me. But when you're a woman, somebody's always going to sit with you. If you're a guy, no. See, people will always sit next to you because they think you're, you know, innocent. They don't think you're going to fart on the plane like they think a guy's going to. They don't think you're going to burp. They don't think you're going to have body odor. They don't think, okay, but what they don't understand is I tackle a lot. So you were able to watch like Modern Family. Apparently on Southwest you get this Wi-Fi. So it's not like JetBlue where you have all these stations. You have to kind of log into a Wi-Fi, but there's some free Wi-Fi. So as long as it's free, I'm happy. And here I'm watching Modern Family episodes and I'm like, you know, and that kind of stuff. And so I think whoever sat next to me was really, really upset. And I wasn't too happy because they really weren't burly or anything to look at. And that was kind of frustrating, you know, because I was like, well, at least I could pass the time going, gosh, my, what muscles you have. Oh, I'm sorry. My, what muscles you have. So it was a pretty uneventful flight. But honestly, people, you know, you guys are rude. People who fly are rude. Now, we did a faux pas. Okay, so originally we fly, you know, you have to fly to Midway, Chicago, and then you flew into Rhode Island. Now, when we landed in Rhode Island, it was very interesting. Nobody got up. When we landed on the plane, nobody got up. Now, the only time I remember in all my 30, 40 years of travel was whenever nobody got up, that means they were going to be on the plane for the next connecting flight. And I don't know where you go from Rhode Island. I mean, you're really already on the East Coast. So nobody really got up except the first row or two. So I told my husband, go. Looks like none of these people are getting off the plane. So he gets up and he walks down the aisle, and then all of a sudden he got the and he's like, what? You guys didn't get up. Very interesting about Rhode Islanders. Rhode Islanders are very, very nice. They also know about lines. This isn't like going to Vegas or New York or a Vegas buffet especially. This isn't like that. Okay, Rhode Islanders know that when it's their time to get up, and they get up, they don't have to get up now. They don't have to stand there. You know how you stand there for 40 minutes getting toward a callus because you're waiting for everybody to get off the plane? So we looked like jerks. And I want to apologize to every Rhode Islander that was on the plane. All we did was started to walk up because we thought we could get off the plane. We didn't know that Rhode Islanders were nice. I had no idea how nice you guys are. You guys are nice. So I thank you. Thank you. I learned a lot. You guys are going to now learn a lot. Apparently, this class, wow, what it was a board review express class. So for those of us that take our boards every 10 years, it used to be 7, and then we, you know, got it upgraded to every 10 years. You have to know every single thing from the new heart guidelines to the new blood pressure guidelines. And I already teach you guys this stuff all the time, but I found out some new cool stuff like sweet tea. I've heard this before. Sweet tea could give you kidney stones, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I really forgot everything else because I was kind of brain dead and I was still all ticked off with the flight. So we're going to teach you guys a lot. Today we'll get to some medical news, so don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this was a really interesting study that came out. Remember, there was a study about a week or two ago. I believe the researchers were out of Yale, where if your doctor is a Republican or a Democrat, they may be approaching your health differently. Remember, I think we talked about that about a week or two ago, where let's say, you know, they're interviewing you and you say, yeah, you know, I smoke marijuana and I have guns. I've, you know, I have, work as a prostitute, etc. They said Republican doctors, which was a really small study, Republican doctors were more concerned about you smoking pot
than having guns in the house, whereas Democratic doctors were more worried about you having guns in the house and being a sex worker than smoke. I don't know. It was kind of a small study. Well, apparently there's some new information coming out of that study where, depending on what specialty your doctor goes into, could also signify if they're a Republican or a Democrat. Now, with this election, and boy, is this election a circus. I mean, do I need to explain? I really don't think it matters if your doctor is Republican or Democrat, but many of you patients really want to know. When McCain and Obama were running, everybody wanted to know if I was Republican or Democrat. When then Obama and Mitt Romney were running, I mean, people take politics very seriously. And I'm glad that, you know, you exercise your right to vote. I want you to be American. I want you to vote. I want you to exercise the freedom that our brethren fought and died for. But I really don't want you excluding people and biasing other people just because of their political beliefs. Okay, some of my best friends are very, 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 very liberal. And I love talking politics with them. I love it, you know, because it gets the blood flowing and everybody else around us is like, oh my gosh, please don't go there, don't go there. You know, and so it's fun. But being Republican and Democrat, those to me are now kind of obsolete delineations, because you have people that are conservative, you have people that are ultra conservative, you have people that are moderate, you have people that are moderate conservative, you have people that are moderate liberal, you have people that are, you know, liberal, and then you have people that are extremely liberal. So, and you may have a liberal vote Republican. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with, you know, many of the Bernie Sanders supporters, you know, who disliked Hillary and disliked what, you know, the Hillary camp did to Bernie, to see if they vote Republican. You have a lot of Republicans that can't stand Trump that are going to go for Hillary. So, you know, we see, so personally, I really don't think that, you know, Republican or Democrat are terms that should be used. But in this one particular study, it was interesting. There's new data that shows in certain medical fields, large majorities of physicians tend to share the political leanings of their colleagues. And a study suggests that the ideology could affect some treatment recommendations, which is what we talked about. Now, they said in surgery, anesthesiology, and urology, for example, around two-thirds of doctors who had registered political affiliation were Republican. Surgery, anesthesiology, and urology in this one small study. I think they only talked to like 256 doctors, so it was very small. But, interesting nonetheless, in infectious disease medicine, psychiatry, and pediatrics, more than two-thirds are Democrat. Now, they say the conclusions are drawn from data compiled by researchers at Yale. They joined two large public data sets, one listing every doctor in the United States and another containing the party registration of every voter in 29 states. Eitan Hirsch, who we talked about last week, an assistant professor of political science, and Dr. Matthew Goldenberg, an assistant professor of psychiatry, shared their data with the Upshot. Okay, so I obviously, you know, psychiatry and political science, obviously they're probably more, you know, liberal-leaning. Using these numbers, we found that more than half of all doctors with party registration identify as Democrats, but the partisanship of physicians were not evenly distributed through the field. So, they found that with surgery, 67% were Republican. Then anesthesiology, urology, ENT, radiology, ophthalmology, about 57%, so we're starting to get closer to midline, physical rehab, dermatology, family medicine, 52%. It's true. I was just with a bunch of family medicine doctors. Boy, was everybody split. You had some people going, oh yeah, Obamacare was the best thing ever. And you had other people going, can I have a barf bag? So it was a very, very interesting discussion. Emergency medicine, 51%. That's very interesting. Now it starts to flip. Cardiology, 49%. Gastroenterology, 49% were Republican, then 51% Democrat. Gastroenterology, 49%. No giggles on that one. Pulmonary, OB-GYN. But overall, all doctors, and this was a very interesting finding. They said overall, all doctors, 46% were Republican, 54% Democrat. You know what? I don't know how many they had as independent. So that's interesting, because you would think many physicians, after what happened with the Affordable Care Act, would tend to be more Republican. But that's not the case, and I'll tell you why. Then came on the more Democratic fields, oncology, nephrology, pathology, internal medicine, neurology, endocrinology, geriatrics, especially pediatrics, psychiatry, and in infectious disease. Now, geriatrics surprises me because you see a lot of older individuals fall more towards the Republican side than you, and then you see more younger people a lot of times fall more liberal. So I found that very interesting that doctors that would take care of that, this doesn't look at nurse practitioners or PAs, but this looks at doctors, physicians. Physicians who take care more of an elderly population were more Democrat. That's very interesting. So this looks at physicians, and by the way, it also looks at medical students. So what they found in the study is doctors overall are roughly split between parties, but some specialties seem to develop distinct political preferences. So they say, if, let's say, an infectious disease physician who treats a lot of drug addicts with hepatitis C, according to this article from New York Times, I don't like to use the word drug addicts. I like to use people who are battling drug addiction, okay? But they use the term drug addicts with hepatitis C. They say might make a young physician more likely to align herself with Democratic candidates who support a social safety net. But it's also possible that the differences resulted from some initial sorting of medical students as they were choosing their field. Now, okay, I look at it completely different. Okay, remember I told you guys, very interesting, remember I told you that when I was in medical school, we had this study, this personality test, and we had to figure out if we were red, blue, or green. Remember, and red was like, look, I just want to fix, I want to get this done, I want to get this done now, I want to see results now. Your greens were, you know, I really like to think, I really like to deduce, I like CSI type stuff, I like to, you know, figure it out, I like to take my time and, you know, and come up with a, you know, an answer, kind of sleuthing detective stuff. And then your blues really wanted people happy. We were more, not kumbaya, but the blues were like, you know what, I just want everyone to like me. And these are personality traits, it has nothing to do with politics. And I turned out to be a red blue. And a red blue where I like to fix stuff, I like to get stuff done, but I also like everybody to like me and I want everybody happy. And people who go into red were more likely to go into surgery and to go into the field where you get stuff done now. Whereas people that were more blue went into psychiatry, went into more pediatrics, went into more family medicine. People who were green were more of the thinkers that would go into internal medicine, neurology, oncology, that kind of thing. So this should have, you know, if there really was a predilection toward personality, then they should have shown that. Surgery, more Republican, psychiatry, more Democrat, but family medicine looked a little bit more towards the Republican side. So what do you think is going on? Okay, well, in this study, it's very, very small, so I really don't think we should, you know, try to scratch our heads too much on this. But, you know, when you are around patients 10 to 12 hours a day and you see what they're going through, you really start to open up your mind. Okay, when the Affordable Care Act came out, when Obama had just won over John McCain, and people were asking me, you know, during the debates, you know, whose medical plan did I like more, whose approach to health care, I really couldn't say. I don't know if I like John McCain's versus Obama's. And when the Affordable Care Act came out, I was like, oh, we got some problems. And you know, I predicted a lot of issues. Prices going up, high deductibles, lack of access, etc. But I waited with my patients to be very vocal about it to see how they did. And I wanted to see what happened with my patients. And if my patients were like, Dolly, this is great. I'm on Medicaid. I'm happy. I was going to shut up. And I told you guys on air years ago, I was going to shut up. And a lot of you guys are like, yay, Dolly's going to shut up. I was like, shut up. All right? But that's not what I got. Okay? What I found from my patients is I'm only getting part-time work. Nobody's giving me full-time, because they have to pay for health insurance, and my deductible is too high, and I got on Medicaid, but I can't get in with a Medicaid doctor for 3 months. And so once I started to hear that, I'm like, look, like this really does stink, because my small part of the world that I live in, it's still a small part, we all live in small parts of the world, so I didn't want to project those feelings onto my patients. If my patients liked it, I was going to high-five them, but they didn't. Now, some people benefited really greatly. They got onto Medicaid, they got a good Medicaid physician, and they were happy. But not everybody. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also email us your questions, and we have many of those because I was out of town, at drdahlia.com. We also had a lot of you call in. I don't have many of those segments already transferred over that we could play. So once we get those all done next week, we'll hear some of your questions. You guys have there's a lot of good questions that many of you brought up. So thank you guys so much. Remember, I am live 9 to 11 every morning, Monday through Friday, Pacific time. However, we take calls and questions 24/7. And I will either answer them 24/7 or you will hear them on the next live show. So Californians are considering taxing e-cigs. So they say after 10 years of unsuccessful efforts to raise cigarette taxes, anti-smoking activists, they say, according to the Washington Times, are trying a new approach. This is a ballot initiative, they say, that would increase taxes on tobacco products, but also e-cigs. If voters pass Proposition 56 in November, California would become only the fifth state to tax e-cigs, following Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, and North Carolina. Still, such an action, of course, in the most populous state, California, could definitely be an issue because the vaping industry is now multi-billion dollars. That vaping industry grew faster than anybody would have ever thought. I've tried cigarettes before. Didn't like them really. Didn't make me cough, but because my grandmother smoked, so I tried some of hers when I was a little kid, and it was boring to me. It's like coffee. I can't stand the taste of coffee. The only reason why I would drink coffee is if I need to stay awake. So I really don't see why I would smoke. And put myself at all that risk. Although I understand it helps you keep your weight down. I get that. But for me, no, I'd rather take the other health risks. I would not smoke. But I've never tried an e-cig. And I want to because I'd really like to know what the big buzz is about. You know, I don't want to and I'm hesitant because I just don't think they're healthy. Okay, I don't think there's anything healthy about some vapor that you're heating up with some food additive flavoring that you're having exposed to your lungs. But the reason why I say I want to try one is because it's got to be very, very difficult for many of you, you know, to listen to a doctor. I mean, one like me with my voice. Okay, so I understand that's got to be difficult enough. But it's also got to be very difficult to listen to somebody that is, you know, talking, poop about a substance or something without ever having trying it themselves. It's very easy for me to say, oh, don't smoke. Oh, don't do this. And you're like, look, lady, you've never been addicted to nicotine and tobacco products. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be taking advice from you. So, I want to show that I understand and I empathize, but many people going on e-cigs, okay, are not doing it to help quit smoking, which I totally commend, and I don't want to use the word encourage, but I understand people making that choice, as long as it's temporary. People are going to e-cigs because it's now the in vogue thing to do. So these kids that have never smoked, they're not going to cigarettes, but they're going to e-cigs. And how do we know that these chemicals, if they do convert to formaldehyde, can't cause cancer? How do we know? You know, there's just not enough data out there. And there's not enough data saying it's fine and it's healthy. So, they say California voters defeated measures to raise cigarette taxes in 2006 and 2012. And the tobacco industry is really opposing this one. What it would do would add $2 to the current 87 cents a pack state tax on cigarettes, an extra $2 a pack. The industry, they said, has raised more than $56 million to defeat Proposition 56, while anti-smoking activists supported by a very interesting billionaire environmentalist, Tom Steyer, according to the Washington Times, medical groups, educators, have raised more than $20 million. So you have anti-smoking advocates saying the vapor liquids that come in candy flavors and e-cigs, sometimes they have minions and cartoon characters, etc., are being marketed to younger people. Remember, this e-cig industry, these are people who know business. So they put a little Tinkerbell on these. Kids are going to be like, oh, wow, you know, I like Tinkerbell. So we'll have a new generation hooked on nicotine, but in a different manner. They say we're facing a particularly alarming new threat with rising popularity of e-cigs, especially among our youth, according to Ted Mazur, president-elect of the California Medical Association. So proponents note that both California and Hawaii recently raised the legal age to 21 if you want to purchase an e-cig. So California treats e-cigs as tobacco products, and many of us do too. In the medical field, we approach it as as a tobacco product, even though it's not tobacco. It's because you're taking in something with nicotine. So what do e-cigs do? They take this liquid, they heat it, they heat it into a vapor, then it delivers a chemical that you could smoke, and it's supposed to be without tobacco, so it's a healthier choice. The problem is we don't know what this vapor does. Okay? The lungs don't like to breathe in any extra stuff. I mean, we learn that from pollution. Okay? There is nothing healthy that the lungs like to breathe except oxygen. And even with oxygen, it could be toxic. Okay? There are some patients that you cannot give full-blown oxygen to. You have to be very, very careful because the body will not react well to that hyperoxygen load. We'll talk about that when we talk about some respiratory diseases. So, you know, when it comes to your lungs breathing something in, okay, we want pure is better. The less crap you get into the lungs, the better. And so as a doctor, and this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing, a lot of people think, oh, look at what the Republicans have been able to do. They've been able to stop tobacco tax. No, where you start to see a more political leaning is I think a lot of people who are conservative don't like the selecting out one group to hit with taxes, or the selecting out one group to demagogue or to bury the weight of something, you know. It's interesting because you would think somebody more liberal would be more for a socialistic sort of attitude. You know what? We'll all bury the burden of the taxes, but no, that's not the way it works. So you know, in general, if you did have to put a political spin on this, you would say, well, more people don't want, okay, you know, they don't want you to, you know, isolate one group of people and force them to pay more. But this really isn't a Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal issue. You have a bunch of people out there, including myself, that really don't want people breathing in other people's smoke, and we don't want you breathing in the smoke. And I don't want to be paying for your medical costs later because you're making stupid choices. If you're choosing to smoke and putting yourself at risk for all sorts of cancer and stroke and heart disease, why should I pay for that? And so, but I don't like the idea of one particular person paying more taxes than somebody else. I think we all should be paying our quote-unquote fair share in terms of, and I've talked about this, more of like a flat tax, where everybody pays a certain percentage. So if I like chocolate and that's taxed more, I just don't think that's fair. Okay? You know, if I want to buy a red car over a blue car, and you guys taxing a red car more so I don't buy the red car, I just think that's kind of manipulative. So then what's the answer? Many people will say, look, when you tax these cigarettes, less people are buying cigarettes, and we have more revenue coming in. And, you know, taxes have been around, you know, whenever you go and visit a city, you know, there'll be an extra tax on that hotel room, and that hotel, that'll go to the state. So, you know, you tax, you know, people coming out of state to help, you know, your state. It's something that's been done. So, you know, taxing, you know, groups of individuals. But my problem is, you know, if you've ever, you know, met somebody who was addicted to smoking and who doesn't want to smoke and who can't quit, they're a victim. Okay, you know, you can't say, look, I'm just going to keep charging you. Okay, when they have an addiction, they have an addiction. Like these, you know, people with pain medication addictions, they aren't bad people. You have addicts that and people who are addicted that are doing it for funsies. But when you have somebody that served this country or who was in a horrible car accident or who has diabetic neuropathy, you know, because they've, you know, they were born with diabetes and they had a genetic predisposition, they tried everything they could and they're in a lot of pain. You know, I crucifying them, I just don't think is fair. So, you know, should they tax e-cigs? I don't know. I don't know if that's the answer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Ischel. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom and Justin who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so an extremely vegan mother has been arrested. I believe this is now another case. Accused of feeding her baby only fruits and nuts. A Pennsylvania woman has fed her 11-month-old baby fruits and nuts only, her 11-year-old son. And KDKA, I believe out of Pennsylvania, Uniontown, said that the estranged husband of Elizabeth Hawk, 33 years old, said she was obsessed with following a vegan diet and that her son was fed only fruits and nuts. They said Hawk wanted to live on sunlight and water. Family members said the boy had physical problems, including a head-to-toe rash, and also had problems with his motor skills. They said Hawk blamed his problems on allergies. According to court records, the little boy's doctor said not treating the rash was inhumane and that his development is delayed due to malnourishment. The boy's father currently has custody of the baby and says his condition is improving. Hawk faces charges of child endangering. Now, one of you had asked me about how do we oversee the general population on if they're taking care of their baby correctly? And, you know, obviously, for any of us that have had kids, you know, you don't have the government coming into your house checking to make sure you do the right thing. Okay? The government comes in, Child Protective Services comes in when there's something reported. So when you have somebody, and you know, okay, on one end, for those of you who are vegan, you're probably really cringing at the story because you're some of the healthiest people out there. You know how to do a vegan diet correctly, many of you, and you see how healthy it is. And you also understand that kids, especially 11 months old, don't really need fatty meats or foods with a lot of animal fats. However, you wouldn't subject your child to anything extreme like that. And so it's very concerning when you see headlines saying vegan mom, you know, endangers her child and gets arrested because it kind of makes, you know, all vegans look like, you know, they would, you know, abuse their children. And that's not the case. But, you know, kids need protein. Kids need fats. They do. Now, there's healthy fats, there's omega-3 fats, etc. But remember, a baby is, what is a baby designed to do? A baby is designed to drink breast milk. Okay? An 11-month-old son would still be in that age group. Now, I don't think the child was breastfed. If the child was breastfed, then he could have gotten enough. I mean, I don't want to say enough in terms of he still would have needed table foods, etc. We start introducing table foods. We start rice at 4 months old. We start at 6 months to 9 months, you know, some varying degrees of table foods. But, you know, if he was breastfed, he would have still gotten some very essential fat, very essential protein, and, he would have stayed healthy. You know, so if a child was breastfed, we probably would avoid a lot of the issues of him being malnourished. But unfortunately, he wasn't. So, you know, when it comes to babies, how do we know that, you know, a parent is appropriately taking care of them? How do we know that the parent is making sure the guns are locked up? How do we know that the parents with these kids, aren't abusing them? And, you know, many times it takes the school teachers to figure this out. Or childcare. It takes outside individuals. You know, this is rare, but this is, I think, the second or third case where we heard somebody who was extremely vegan subjected their child to a malnourished diet. And it's a shame when you hear that because it makes vegans look bad when it shouldn't. And it also, brings light to the fact that if you have a parent who is uneducated on how to take care of their child and what their child needs, that's a problem. Now, what, you know, somebody could say, well, how about this? Why don't we, Dahlia, take the population when they're going to the OB? And we teach pregnant moms how to take care of their babies. I think that's brilliant. But having delivered many, you know, babies myself back in training, many of these women never sought prenatal care, even if it was free. They didn't. Many didn't.
So how do you find the population of pregnant women that deliver a baby? You know, I mean, we probably need to do is when they're in the hospital, although you have many that do home births, but, you know, my guess is when they're in the hospital, or if you can approach them when they're pregnant, etc., give them the education that they need. But, you know, uneducated, and, you know, somebody, one of you brought up the discussion of vaccines. You know, what do you do when the parent doesn't want to vaccinate their child? And that's very, very sticky. Because there you have healthy children that may not be healthy if they don't get vaccinated. But how do you tell a mom that's feeding her child, that's taking care of her child, that's protecting her child, that she has to inject something into her child? Even though, you know, the majority of physicians are pro-vaccine, and I'm very pro-vaccination and vaccination schedule. You really can't, you know, claim abuse because you have a parent who's like, look, my child's healthy, and you want me to inject what into my child? So when you have those select parents out there, you know, when do you get them, give them the education that they need? And some people, they can't be convinced. You know, they really think that vaccines cause autism, or they think that vaccines can cause their child to have a side effect. And even though there are side effects that can happen with vaccines, they're so rare. So, you know, convincing parents to do certain things that we want them to overall with their children is not an easy project or undertaking. But trying to educate people who are, who would be at risk for, malnourishing their kids, underfeeding their kids, abusing their kids, we need to do a better job of finding them early. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we have Mighty Taco Beans may have sickened over 100 Erie County. Let me see, where is, I'm having some issues here with my internet, these Mighty Taco Beans. Let's move on. If I could find some information on the Mighty Taco Beans, I will, because that's interesting. I want to know what's going on with the Mighty Taco Beans. We do have, though, 19 overdoses prompting a warning on the super potent pain drug carfentanil. Now, if you guys remember, this carfentanil, I think, is an elephant tranquilizer, and I guess somebody got a hold of it and is selling it, and it is very similar to black market heroin. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has issued a warning after they've had 19 overdose deaths. And it is a prescription drug, but it's a prescription drug for an animal. They say, based on news reports, and I apologize, I'm really having some pop-up issues here on this computer. All right, hold on a second here. They say here, over the past week, there's been an increase in several opioid-related toxicity in southeastern and central Michigan, reported to the Michigan Regional Poison Control Center. They say many of the patients fit the clinical picture expected with carfentanil, but there is no current validated testing. It is 10,000 times stronger than morphine and 100 times more potent than fentanyl. And as we know, fentanyl was detected in the blood of Prince and I think also Michael Jackson, they're saying. Health officials issued a similar warning regarding less potent fentanyl overdose deaths in 2015. So things are just getting stronger and stronger, and people are just going for heavier and heavier medications. Carfentanil was first marketed as a pain reliever for large animals back in 1974, but it's being sold on the black market in pill form or cut with other drugs like heroin. So when you see all these overdose deaths, okay, we have an issue. So Narcan obviously is an antidote, but it could, you know, hopefully prevent death and prevent the respiratory depression. But when you have something that strong, one dose of Narcan may not cut it, which is why if you do self-administer, you got to go to the hospital. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.